Now, George, with Poltergeist, we have what we call a sonic boom that occurs when the activity is going to peak. And it's the only way I can describe it is it's like a barrier breaks. Well, this one evening, that there was four researchers plus myself, and some of us were staying in the guest house where there's never no activity. This is the third house on the property. And we, you know, everybody got settled into the bedrooms, and I'm sorry, it was Brendan and I that were in the guest house, and I was in one bedroom and he was in the other bedroom. Well, the sonic booms had started. With these booms...
That loud?
George, it's phenomenal when it occurs. I've only witnessed it twice in all the years I've been in this work, and this was the second time. The first time, it starts as a rumble, and then it builds to a climax and breaks. And I knew instantly what was preparing to happen. And I got concerned for Brendan in the other room because I knew he had never experienced this. Well, then the second rumble came through of the sonic boom, and it was extremely intense at that point. I mean, to the point where you could feel the vibration throughout the house and the things in it. And I braced myself at that point because I said to myself, okay, I said, things are intensifying here in the other cottage or the other home where things didn't happen. Well, by the time the third one came through, it was so strong and so intense that I jumped up out of the bed and I went to go run into the other room to make sure he was okay and not having a heart attack or something. And he basically had been running towards me, and he was like, John, what in the world is going on? And I said to him, get the equipment set up, get it set up, because we didn't have anything set up in this one particular house,
right,
not experiencing anything. I'd like Brendan to share his experiences of that night.
All right, pick it up from there, Brendan.
Okay, well, the first bang, which, you know, was not something that sounded normal to me. I went to look at the door to see if it was latched. It was a latched door. It was. Didn't think it was a door, but that's the only thing I could logically, you know, ascribe that sound to. Got back into bed. Just as I was dozing off, the second more intense boom came. And this, I knew, was nothing that could be caused by anything in the house, a shutter. It was loud, almost as if it was just an intense, intense sound where you could feel it in your chest, almost like a cannon or a gunshot.
Sure.
You'd feel the shock. And the third one, which is the one that was really alarming to me, I nearly had a heart attack. I jumped up out of bed and knew that it was not something natural. I was completely convinced at that point, and grabbed the video camera, which we had no activity for the previous part of the day. I didn't have any activity at all, and I had cameras running all day. I used probably 8 tapes. And, of course, as always, when this occurred, nothing was running, no video, audio, nothing. So it was not captured. As soon as I put on the video camera, it stopped, and, you know, that was it for activity for that evening. But the intensity was not something that could have been a natural house noise. And again, if this was a prank, somebody would have had to have been lightning fast. Everybody was accounted for where they were sleeping. It was pretty disconcerting. It was a very unsettling experience, and that was actually my first experience there, and that was probably my 5th trip up to Mary Pat's house. And, you know, that definitely signified to me that there was something to it. I was still trying to wrap my head around the whole case, because it is a very involved case, but that was my first realization that there was definitely something unnatural about what was going on at the house.
Do you enjoy going to these events, Brendan?
Usually, yes. It's always interesting. There is a lot of downtime where we're, you know, sitting around looking at hours of footage with nothing on it and listening through headphones carefully for, you know, things that may be unnatural. There's a lot of that. But when we do actually capture something that can't be explained, it makes all that worth it, because it is, you know, it confirms a lot of things that, you know, when we get evidence that's hardcore, that makes it all worth it.
I'm going to ask all three of you, one at a time, just to elaborate on what you think these entities are, where they may come from, why they are where they are. Let's start with you, Brendan. What are these things?
Well, if you know, if we're talking about, you know, human spirit, a lot of times that's just a case where it's a confused spirit, where they're earthbound. It, a lot of times, can occur after, you know, a sudden death. A lot of times, they don't know they're dead, and that's the most common type of thing. And that's a lot of times what people contact us about, just looking for information. It's not something we usually go to investigate. That's the big enchilada, and that's, you know, the more benign stuff. And then there's the other end, where you're dealing with something more on a negative level, the demonic end. And those are the types that we typically go to investigate. In this case, it was not something we considered demonic. It was more that the family was scared to death and they needed more enlightenment, you know, and things explained to them.
How about you, Mary Pat? What do you think they are?
Like Brendan said, I think it has to do with a few different things, including human spirit and entities maybe that aren't human. You know, as far as the poltergeist end, we've had the movement of things, we've had water, we've had spontaneous fire, we've had things on the negative level as far as the scratching goes. My mother's dogs would vanish into thin air only to be found in the dryer going, in the oven turned on the roof of the house. They would just vanish into thin air. So that type of thing I don't think is a good spirit. Where it's coming from, I don't know. But all in all, it's been an experience, and there's just so much to it that we can't possibly fit in on one show. But it's been enlightening. It's strengthened our faith. It's given our family even a more of a bond than we've ever had, and we've always been very close. And I don't know. It's just been so much. It hasn't been one particular thing. It's been a lot of different activities coming from different places, and I'm still in the learning process.